Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host. Yeah. So, let's go ahead and get into it. So, go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go. Hey.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Like this, I gotta get it together over here. This is Breezy, Best of Me featuring Lil Mo. Monstrous Monday right here, Monstrous Radio Live. I got the Monstars on hold. We gonna get to you guys right after this. New music, Monstrous Monday. You know the number, 424-243-9649. You gotta press 1 if you wanna talk though. Yeah, we gonna get it in. We gonna get this week started monstrously. I'm E-Monster. Let's get it.
Yowling, know how I be ballin'. This a little you pigeon, so finally gon' have you crawling. Tell me, can you ride the wave? This ain't EA, I don't play. No game, this ain't the same lane. Breezy do a damn thing. I stay in my damn lane, fuckin' with the same gang. Whoa, this a top shot, nigga, not a hot box. So you want that hot nigga? Nigga, I do not. Now you mad, cause I brag about the cash I got. You see, I'm used to not having a lot. I'm from the gutter, and nah, I ain't the type, cause this shit ain't got a price. G5 for the night, fuck with me and get it right.
You want the best of me, come get it. Level up, boy, cause I'm
like designer, but you knew that. How you gonna handle me and still you hate the way I do that? Oh, you like them quiet? Never knew that. Come on now, I'm on fire. Where the fuck you think the roof at? Your waves got them seasick, but I'm the hottest youngin' on the block, and I've been doing this since like six. High school, been in my bag, I've been in shit since a youngin' had a nice little onion that made him sick. Look here, get it together or forget it forever. Since I sold you this ice, no, you ain't seen nothing better. So stop acting like Breezy King. Get at whoever, you flashing them little bands. Okay, nigga, and
come get it. Level up, boy, cause I'm winning. Don't need nothing from you. I could do whatever I wanna do. Like G5 into an island at the drop of a dime. So whatever you want from me, you gotta come strong, baby. Ooh, I don't need nothing from you. I ain't got nothing to prove. Get the best of me, best of me. You gotta bring the best of you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Shazer and Kim, residuals while I press, running business on my cell phone, boy I know you impressed, I can't help it that I turn you on, I know that I'm all you want, but it's gon' call.
You want the best of me, come get it,
come get it.
Level up, boy, cause I'm winning, don't need nothing from you, I could do whatever I wanna do.
Yeah, Monstrous Mondays, right here on Monstrous Radio Live, underground radio with the roar, coming in from Minnesota, you dig? I'm coming in out of Minneapolis, you know, big shout out to all the surrounding suburbs, Brooklyn Center, Brooklyn Park, Crystal, Woodbury, Richfield, Bloomington, y'all know who y'all is, so hey, welcome to the show. let me go over here and talk to one of the monsters right quick. I believe we got Miss Unbelievable over here. Is that you, Mama? Hello. Look, I'm giving her theme music, everything. You must got yourself on mute. Hello.
Who got theirself on mute? What?
There you go. Welcome to the show.
Hey. Talking. Shut up. No, I'm kidding.
So it's Monstrous Monday. You know how we do it. We get the week going. You know, we got the who's bumping who, who's getting fat, also known as the entertainment news. Let's see, we got other things going on. But, I mean, what's some things that maybe we should talk about going on throughout the week? You know, because we like to have a weekly discussion. We don't like to do the daily discussions no more. We try to give y'all more time to participate so you can find out what we're talking about on Monday. And then give your opinions on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You need to get it together. So, what's some things that, you know, we want to do monstrously this week?
Well, you know, relationships has been, like, all my girlfriend's radar. You know, they're like, I don't want to get married anymore. So, married versus companionship is what has been on the horizon for my 40-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to get married. They just want their companion. And it's like, you know, how they used to have it back in the day when they used to have been common law marriage?
Yeah.
A lot of people I've been talking to lately only wants a common law relationship. They don't want to get married. They don't want government in it.
Right. Okay. Now, my only question is this now. I mean, if you get a common law marriage, I mean, can you still get the ass up for child support or alimony? You know what I'm talking about? I mean, let's keep it 100.
You know, child support, yes, because if you have a child out of any relationship, you can hit it up. But I'm not for sure with alimony. That's a good question.
You know,
but I know
like
a lot of couples like to keep it separate. Mm. So, you know, let's just say at 55 and your relationship's going downhill, you don't really want to necessarily go through the divorce route. And you don't want to stay divorced, you know, like married and, you know, you're kicking it. So, something to think about and something to talk about.
Right. Okay. Yeah, we can talk about that. All right. So we got some more stuff coming up for you guys. We're going to keep it moving. I got some music for some young ladies for you guys. This is Brooklyn Queen and Brittany Jules. But looks like Miss Umberly, looks like people are already jumping on my back about my comments. She did. Somebody's already on social media like, Imafa, is that really what it's all about at the end of the day? Can you get a check? Ain't this about a bitch? We gonna get monstrous. Let us know how you feel about what we're talking about. Call us up 424-243-9649. Or you can hit us up on Facebook in the Monstar page. You did? So, all right, check it out. This is a young lady. She goes by the name of Brooklyn Queen. As you can tell, she is from Brooklyn. This is called Feeling So Swayzy. Monstrous Radio, where the underground artists are above ground and they're making quake, player. They're making quake. I messed that all up, Miss Unbelievable. Don't judge me. Pray for me. I messed that all up.
Amen. Amen. You did. You did. We live, y'all.
I never let the hate get to me. They call me Queen when they mention me. Yeah, the name Brooklyn. My chain came from Tiffany's. I ain't the truth, boy. You gotta be kidding me. Whoa. All the way up. Yeah, I'm popping now. Poppin'. They put my songs when I'm not around. Ooh. Shout out to all of the stations all across the nation. I'm in rotation. Ayy. I woke up feeling amazing. Ayy. I woke up feeling so wavy. Ayy. I woke up feeling so wavy. Ayy. I woke up feeling so wavy. Ayy. I go so hard on the daily. Don't got no
type of vacation. I woke up feeling amazing, ayy. I woke up feeling so wavy. I tossed in a game, then I shook it up. That's cause I'm better than good enough, ooh. Fly as a plane, get I'm looking up. Don't know the name, then you better go look it up, whoa. I'm ballin' like the Brooklyn Nets. My whole team, B&B, we got Nets. Hold up, let me switch the flow up. How am I this cold? I'm not even a grown-up yet. I be rolling in the backseat of the Rover. I ain't even got my permit yet. Pink J's, black shades, that way, yeah, that way. Fresh like toothpaste, new watch, new face. I woke up feeling amazing, ayy. I woke up feeling so wavy, ayy. I woke up feeling so wavy, ayy. I woke up feeling so wavy, ayy. I go so hard on the daily, don't got no time for vacation. I woke up feeling amazing, ayy. I woke up feeling so wavy, ayy. I woke up feeling amazing, ayy. I woke up feeling so wavy, ayy. I woke up feeling so wavy, ayy. I woke up feeling so wavy, ayy. I go so hard on the daily, don't got no time for vacation. I woke up feeling amazing, ayy. I woke up feeling so wavy, ayy. Feeling so wavy. I woke up feeling so wavy. I'm ballin' like the Brooklyn Nets. My whole team, B&B, we got
Monstrous Monday.
I woke up feeling amazing, ayy. I woke up feeling so wavy, ayy. I woke up feeling so wavy, ayy. I woke up feeling so wavy, ayy. I go so hard on the daily, don't got no time for vacation. I woke up feeling amazing, ayy. I woke up feeling so wavy, ayy. I woke up feeling amazing, ayy. I woke up feeling so wavy, ayy. I woke up feeling so wavy, ayy. I woke up feeling so wavy, ayy. I go so hard on the daily, don't got no time for vacation. I woke up feeling amazing, ayy. I woke up feeling so wavy, ayy. Feeling so wavy.
Yeah, we gotta show love to the kids. So you did. Cause hey, if we ain't giving them a way to make money now, they're gonna be robbing our asses when they're in their 30s. Oops. It is what it is. So, all right, make sure you support the young artists out there. So, hey, that's Brooklyn Queen. Up next, we got Brittany Jules, and she talking about something what all the little girls do. Ooh, I used to hate when my girl take my girls to the mall. Always wanted to get them some shoes.
What up, Monsters Radio? This your girl, Brittany Jules, and you are now tuned into I Love Shoes. Let's get it.
please, some love. Monstrous Radio, Monstrous Monday, online radio with the Roar right here every Monday night. Don't forget, you can check us out throughout the week right here. Same bat channel, same batty ass place. Get in right here on Blog Talk Radio, but you can find more about the show at monsterusradio.com. Don't forget to go over there, check things out like our Monstrous Radio gear. Believe me, if you like attention, you will get attention in these Monstrous Radio shirts. I'm not just saying this just to be trying to get a sale. Get it? I'm saying because this is what people tells me when they come back. Be like, man, I went somewhere and I got so much attention from that Monstrous Radio Roar that it was crazy. So make sure you go over to get you some high gear. Make sure you be the first one in your neighborhood to rock it. That along with some other music and other things as well. But I am unbelievable. So let's see, where are we at this point in the show? Let me get some backup music right quick. You want to give the people a Monstrous Radio weather report?
I do, but before I do, I really like that song, I Love My Baby, love, love, love my baby. That was cute, you know, so all those who love their baby, play that when they come in the house, because right now it's 40 degrees, and y'all can go outside, do a little stroll, stay up, watch the ice, because the ice is treacherous out there. But it's nice outside, so if you love your baby, grab his hand, and y'all can do a little walk through somewhere, anywhere, yeah. Tell your baby, you love your baby. Yeah. So there you go. Nice.
Right.
Agreed.
Yeah, that is a group by the name of Brave. I did an interview with them a while back. I believe it was on another network. But yeah, they're definitely young ladies coming up strong. And I don't know if you remember, but when I was in ATL, one of the times in the past, I had posted a thing of two ladies performing. I almost think that's them.
Oh, okay.
But that is a hot track, though. You got to respect it. That's definitely a hot track.
And you got to respect it if you love your boo. Hands up. Let that be your anthem. Do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Sorry, I'm a little discombobulated. I probably used that the wrong way. Don't judge me. Pray for me. We'll just say, I'm frustrated over here. I got chaos going with my computer. I tried to update my computer, my little Firefox, and now it won't let me go into anything. You dig? I'm down to the mobile station over here right now. Yeah, the station we used to move around with. So the studio is not working right now. I can't get Facebook. I can't get Blog Talk. I can't get MonstrousRadio.com. Well, I'm talking about y'all go over there. So I don't know what's going on. You dig? I need an IT tech that take food stamps. So if y'all know somebody, that's a plug. Thank you, boy. So see, I can't get to my entertainment news. I don't got nothing right now. Do you have some entertainment? You have something for us?
Entertainment news. So, y'all Wakanda, Black Panther people, because we supported Black Panther so much last week, it hit the 1 billion mark worldwide. Yep, I said it. 1 billion.
You said. Right. You said $1
billion.
That's one of those movies I could kind of tell it was going to jump off. You know how I could tell? Anytime you make something so good, it make black folks go back 2 times and pay again. Oh man, that's something hot right there. That's gonna be something big. You think I've seen people go back to see Black Panther 2-3 times? You think regular theater, 3D theater, IMAX, you think an extra pair of glasses? I don't know. But, hey, I've been seeing a lot of people going to see Black Panther more than 1 time. I even seen somebody put out, they was mad because the bootleg man had Black Panther. It's like, what? You don't bootleg that? You didn't?
No. You don't. Mm-mm. And, the sequel is already in the making.
Wait. Okay, so now I know. Now, I know they got Black Panther in some. Now, they don't did some slick things with this Marvel. Look, we're going to get into the Marvel comics. They did a slick thing with this Marvel, how they don't mix everybody together. They got Iron Man, Wonder Woman. You know, back in the day, you can only get one player in the movie.
One player.
You get one. You either got Superman or you got Batman. Only time you might get a little backup co-pilot player was Robin, you know. But I'm talking about one team, one time, and during the movie. Only one, I guess, X-Men don't fuck that up. But I'm just saying. Before that, you only got one player in the movie, one player. You had to choose. But now, you know, they done got Black Panther and a couple other movies, Marvel comic movies, but they got a sequel, like a Black Panther Part 2?
Yes. Yes. Yes, they do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but, you know, the crazy thing is I did hear a backlash, you know, about the Black Panther. People really thought it was the Black Panther movement with, you know, Huey Newton and all that. So a lot of people felt like they gave a false advertisement about it when they were showing it. And a couple people still felt like they portrayed us as still being divided, instead of seeing from the beginning that it said they fought all the time. They were warriors that fought all the time. So, you know, I can see that as well. You know, I like to play the devil's advocate about that. There was, you know, where there was a couple of divided scenes, but if they keep listening, they were still saying the same thing. One was just coming out of a heart of hurt, and the other one was coming out of a heart of trying to please. So the interesting thing is that you still need to understand the Marvel Comics story, that vibranium been in every Marvel comic since the conception of Marvel Comics.
Right.
How you think they got their powers and heal all quick and all that stuff? It been there.
Yeah.
So I'm just happy
I'm
that they're now just. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, it's your story. My bad. My bad. I shouldn't have jumped in there. I thought you
were. No. I was.
You was, and you just trying to be nice. But no, I think if I'm not mistaken, I think Captain America's shield might be made from vibranium. I think something with Iron Man's dad looking for that metal. I think that has to think he was looking for vibranium. I could be saying it wrong. but
vibranium.
Yeah, See, I think there was a CD thing that might have been called that, very close to it, and I keep seeing that in my head. But, yeah, so, you know, it's definitely, you know, something that's there. I do understand the people about the Black Panther part. I'll give you guys some history about Black Panther, the movie, and Black Panthers, the organization. I'll tell y'all a little history on that coming up here in a little bit. Some of y'all be like, what? Yeah. So, all right, we're going to take another little quick break. What's some other things we're going to talk about coming up? We got some more entertainment news.
A very few, very little, because, you know, people sleep on the weekends. March Madness, basketball's here. I'm always down to talk about sports. Who you with? Are you rocking them brackets? What upsets my? Oh, no. No. Okay.
You know what?
Not.
I'm just going to stop you.
You don't sound excited.
No, because we're going to go ahead and get into the song, because I'm going to tell you right now, every time we talk about sports, me and you, we do not share the same motherfucking team. It always starts into a fight. This is called Somebody. E-40.
Somebody better get his boxing gloves on. Let's go.
Shackles and cuffs and chains might get set up by a knot. Got a couple of kids to raise, so it's a catch 23. Should I get a job or go back to pushing the D? Should I call my plug and ask him to front me a key? Should I get my recommendation papers for free? Got bounce back abilities, get back skills and ideals. Buy a food truck and start selling meals on wheels. Drive a tow truck so that it can help pay the bills. Create an app, get in the tech world and make some screws. Make a black ride and hit record and get a deal. Get out the track, buy me a house on top of a hill. Sharp as attack, intelligent, humbleness, how I feel. Platinum plaques all on the wall, for real.
Yeah, I'm just somebody trying to really be somebody, yeah. I told him that one day that I'ma get it.
I'm stubborn, ambitious, and money driven.
Money driven.
I drink Mango Scotto, that's what I'm sipping.
That's what I'm sipping.
Take a swig out the bottle, I'm still ignorant.
Ignorant.
I smoke gelato like an immigrant.
Like an immigrant.
We're real like a flapper. Incinerate.
Incinerate.
Suckers can't stop us, we motivate.
We motivate.
I got hustle in my bones and my body and my genetics. Wake up in the morning, do burpees and calisthenics. Hater try to hurt me, gon' need some paramedics. Might not make it through surgery, IVs and anesthetics. Fresh off the lot, not out the auto trade. My 2017 cost a half an acre.
Half an acre.
License, insurance, and registration on the dash.
On the dash.
Guess the popo try to blank. Oh. They blank.
Look, I'm just a man who wants.
Yeah, just Mondays. So, all right, we're going to bring it back for another hot second. We'll get to another breezer here in just a little bit. So, all right, what else we got for entertainment news? You like that one?
I did. Yeah, because, you know, I'm always trying to get that money. You know.
You know what I like about it?
You know,
wow. I like about that's that Midwest steppers music. You know what I mean? You can just step to that thing. Up in the club, house party, whatever. Y'all might call it bop or other things, but we call it stepping out here in the Midwest. So that's what I like about that one.
Yeah, that's that kind of groove where, you know, you can dip and swing it and drop it and rock it and, okay, break it down and, you know, follow and 8 count and, okay, I'm done. But...
you know. I don't know how to do all that. I don't know how to do all that.
Yeah,
matter of fact, we should go on Monsters Radio step party.
Look,
I need somebody to teach me how to step. That's what I need to do. I need to make a step
class. I got you.
Buy me a teacher.
I got you. I got you.
You
I got
know?
You. I got you. I do. I got you. You know, don't sleep. Yeah, I got you. She knows how. You know, I got old school aunties, you know, that tore the party up, you know, let the flow. Smoke and be like, oh, look at them shoes, they on fire. I'm just saying.
All right. So what else we got for entertainment news?
So, did you hear about O.J. Simpson? They're trying to say that he confessed to killing Michelle. Is it Michelle? Who was it? The two people. Was it Michelle? No, not
his
Michelle.
Wife, Nicole. Ooh. Nicole
and old boy, they're trying to say, they're trying to bring up his old reporting interview when he was talking about hypothetically if he would have killed them. And so I guess he's talking again and saying hypothetically again. Okay, hypothetically, everyone's going to be like hypothetically. But now they're saying, since he's out, he can't get charged for the crime, really. He's been found not guilty. You can't, the double jeopardy does exist for him. So even if he does confess, they really can't do anything. But they're trying to say he's confessing now. He's getting older. He wants to release all his sins. I'm like, OJ, shut up. Like, shut up.
Right. Let's just put it like this. I'm just going to say hypothetically, he's a dumbass. I've seen some of the goddamn footage. Man, he's sitting talking about hypothetically. Me and Charlie, I handed Charlie the knife. I don't know what Charlie did with it after that. What the fuck? This ain't no hypothetical, bro. That's not like you telling
Who's Charlie?
Story. That, hey, you got to watch. you gotta watch the show to it. You'll see. He's talking about hypothetically. He didn't say hypothetically, but you know what I'm saying. This is supposed to be a hypothesis, mm-hmm. or hypothetically speaking, and this is what he was saying, and this is how they're supposed to be saying he's confessing, because he's supposed to be saying it in, like, you know, hypothetically. If it happened, this is how I would do it. But you just said you handed somebody something. That's not saying this is how I would have done it if I did it. This is saying what I did when it was done. Get it? So hypothetically, you're a dumbass. don't get me wrong, man. I mean, I don't slam on brothers, but come on, bruh. Come on. You already done did the slick shit. You like our court hero out here. Let's keep it 100 in the hood. He is the court justice hero. We got a couple other ones now. People that beat the system. You dig? There's a lot of us that ain't did shit, and the system will swallow you. These are situations, and they beat the system. So that's why he is our court hero around here, our court Superman. You know.
He's the one. You're the one. They got your face plastered, like you almost got away with it. But if you keep talking,
right,
you messing it up for those who is watching you and trying to do the same thing as you, bro. Shut up. Just shut up.
Right. yeah. And if I'm not mistaken, I think Double Jeopardy only really works. I could be wrong now. I hope we got some paralegals, some lawyers on the line. But I think Double Jeopardy only really applies if you go to jail for that crime. So say, hypothetically, you got mad at me and somehow I took a trip somewhere and I did some shit and everybody thought you killed me and they don't somehow found a way to say you did it and sent your ass to jail for 5 years. You dig? Now, here I come out the Bahamas with some little funny looking girl out the blue somewhere talking about I'm back. You dig? Now, you out. You get what I'm saying? Now, if you do something to me like, dog, they was looking for you. I did 5 years for that. Pop, I'm killing you. That's Double Jeopardy. Like, they can't send you back to jail for killing me when they already sent you to jail the first time for killing me. But I'm
right.
Know.
But what I'm saying
know.
Is, they can't, like, I don't know what they charged him for. So, like, if they charged him with first degree, second degree, manslaughter, and all of them, you can't, and then he's found not guilty, you cannot charge him for the same crime. You got to either do a lesser or something that you didn't charge him with. He got off. So, really, if he does confess, he can't get first degree, second degree, because if they already charged him with those and manslaughter and all those in one, he can't be charged with that. He'll be like a lesser charge. So still, he still will be getting away with killing two people. Because on the record, he was found not guilty. It wasn't a hung jury.
Right.
It wasn't a mistrial. See, if it was a mistrial, then he could. If it was a hung jury, he could. But he was found not guilty. He cannot be charged with those crimes again. With those crimes,
okay.
So they can get him for aggravated assault in whatever degree. You know what I'm saying? There's still something, but just not murder. He got away with murder.
Right. All right. So let's see. I can't even check social media to see if anybody else said anything. So if you got something to say about the topics we're talking about tonight, you're going to have to call in, player. You're just going to have to call in 424-243-9649. You got to press 1, though, if you're monstrous. What else we got tonight on the entertainment news? I'm trying to remember some things that I've seen in the news today. There's some things that went down over the weekend, but they're not coming to me. Let me see if I can get this going up over here with Facebook on this mobile system over here. So, all right, but what else do we got that you might have for entertainment news?
Okay, so Usher, he in divorce court number 2.
Oh,
him and
shit.
His wife,
not again.
Yeah, all about again. Poteen, he just can't stay married. Poteen Ting.
Hey.
They went.
I guess
they went to social
limit.
Media.
No limit. My bad. Go ahead. I'm going to quit. Just go ahead.
Got them? Yeah. So that master key ain't working. Because this number two, and they're not lasting long. Like, literally, they called it quits, and they were saying it's possibly over his children, but they didn't say exactly what it was. So Usher's number two is letting it burn. It's burning down. He done already sold his house. I want to say in L.A. And, yeah, he's coming home. And that was his stylist. So I don't know if they're going to be able to continue a business relationship, but I think they said it was nice, but you know how Usher is. He a lady man, so I don't know if she's going to be strong enough to see him with somebody else or him strong enough to see her with someone else. So it's going to be interesting to see what it looked like because she styled him for years. That was the stylist.
Right. Well,
you know, men get lost. Men get lost when they woman ain't dressing up no more. I'm just saying.
That's that bullshit I don't like. But honestly, I don't think either one of them really gonna have many problems. Get it? Talking about seeing that person with somebody else. Anybody take them, by the way, gonna be in the closet like a motherfucker. Y'all heard that motherfucker, all them rumors about Usher and all that. Ain't nobody trying to date no rumors. You did. There's a. I'm not coming in with no limit. No. I see your shit on social media. You bet not post if I'm hanging out with your ass. Hell no, not till we figure this shit out. No. Because, yeah.
That would be the first thing I'd be like, yo, bro, you know our first date's going to be? To the hospital, bruh. Yeah, let's go. I'm going to see them talk about you. Holla, because you ain't touching, kissing, licking, nothing until I see that it says all clear. All clear. All clear. Because, it's not going down. Nah. So if y'all smart ladies, that's y'all first date. Clinic. The red door is always open in every state. I'm just saying, swap, swap, swap. They're here and everywhere.
Oh, shit, I was not ready. I'm over here choking out. You're killing me, Ma. You're killing me. I had a different song lined up to play, but I think we're going to bring it back with this one. We're going to bring it back in a minute. Oh, my goodness.
I mean, ladies, that should be your first date nowadays anyway. Like, if you ain't got clean, up-to-date papers, you need to go get some clean, I'm going to say it again, up-to-date papers of your man. I'm just saying, especially if he's a new boo, because you don't know where that boo-boo been at all. You can have bumblebee lips all on your mouth.
Hey, that's definitely one of them situations where when y'all first have sex, you leave on the light. You look for stars. It is what it is. Monsters Monday. We don't care about your feelings.
Make it say, hit us up. No limit. 424-243-969. No limit, baby. Can get that black car. No limit. Just know when you roll with a nigga like me, there's no limit, baby.
More money, more bitches gon' love ya. I got the hookup, it's nothing. I fucked a fan and we fuckin'. I told a friend that we wasn't. I told a man and we cousin'. Hey, I made this remix for Usher. Did it for Travis and Hustle. I gave the game to my youngsters. I showed them how to get paid, but we taking trips to Jamaica. I'm in body since body. Bad bitches gon' come about it. We ain't even gotta talk about it. No limit, boys, get riding. Shout it bad, I won't try that. Say she want it, I'ma buy that. All this ice, get them panties wet.
Fuck with this one and that one, a white one, a black one. I've been there, done that, and I ain't need none. But these hoes ain't on shit anyway. And at the end of the day, man, I don't even want that. I looked up, then I fucked up, and we broke up. Then we made up, but I got locked back. But it ain't how you fall, it's how you get right back. I'm a one man army, and my bitch my back. I just said those pull-ups, dips, and push-ups. Think about the one who kept it truller. That's my chick, she kept it ruler. None of these hoes ain't fucking with her. You my private soldier, mama. Can I call you Mia? It truly ain't no limit, babe, and I can't wait to see you. Everything you think
you want, no, I can't wait to give. Lay a rock solid foundation, babe, cause I just wanna build your wildest dreams and fantasies, the way that you should live. Master P with golden ceilings, babe, and diamond chandeliers.
You can say, no limit. Got that Master P, no limit, baby. Can get that black car, no limit. Just know when you roll with a nigga like me, there's no limit, baby. Make you say, no limit. I see murder that, no limit, baby. Can get that ghetto D, girl, no limit. Just know when you roll with a nigga like me, there's no limit, baby.
Okay, you're fine. Shorty, you know that you're fine. I pull you out of the line, then I recline. I put it right in your spine. I make you smile all the time. I pour you wine. I put an act into mine. I take it back like rewind. I take you back, put you in back of the back. I got my hand on your thighs. I am the ice cream man on limit. Pull up in a two-seater with four women, baby. Mouth full of gold, lick you from head to your toes. All these lame dudes get exposed, only the real. I give a F how you feel, I spend a check on these clothes. I make a wish in a rose, I got the stars on the roof. I am a dog, I go roof. I am the shit, I am the pepper lagoon. I got a rep in the crew, I got a plan with a partner. I got a out of the Honda, I just might get her a tank. I give a fuck what you think, taking selfies in the bank.
Ooh. I'm selfish, I could close design, offended, proud of mama. Got the illest nana, beat it proper, eat it up just like lasagna. Make me holla. Oh my God. Call me daddy, but I'm father from her father. Smoke the coochie up like marijuana. Do the honors, long as she mow the lawn. Make her scream like, oh. I'm the new day P. Miller. Yeah, might ball in a chinchilla. Hey, probably try out for the A. Hey, cause I score more than these. Hey, remember them TV dinners? Yeah. Never got a number for the mean dinner. Hey, I'ma go with the grill steak. Hey, swear it feels good to be richer.
Make it say, no limit. Got that masterpiece. No limit, baby. Can get that black car. No limit. Just know when you roll with a nigga like me, there's no limit, baby. Make you say, yo, yo.
Smoke the shocker with the bandana tied sideways. Master P, no gold teeth, I got the diamonds in it. I've been minding my business, you been minding mine. If the love has no limit, why your eyes decline? All these cell phone minutes, all these written rhymes. Just one thing to make this finish if you cross the line. Yeah, eat, sleep, fuck, yeah, all day. That's my baby. She ride me, hardly, give me, started. Beg you, pardon, these diamonds cost 40. All this money gotta count for some.
Yeah.
Keep that shit no limit, fuck 100.
Make it say, no limit. She put that nasty pee on me, no limit, baby. Gotta send you courtside, no limit. Just know how I go if you put it on me, there's no limit, baby. Make it say, no limit.
Yeah, yeah. You know we always got some hot remixes right here, Monsters Radio. So did you guys know that Beyonce and Jay-Z coming to the Twin Cities August 8th? That's right, the big tour is coming in town. I didn't think I was going to play none of their music. I'm just saying they ass gonna be in town by request. This is featuring Chris Brown, Sia, and Sage the Gemini. We're gonna open the lines right after this. You know how we do, monstrously. Hot new music. This Tank album be bumping. I'm just saying, 424-243-9649. Online radio with a roar. You gotta be monstrous to call in, though. Yeah.
Tonight, girl, it's your birthday.
Birthday
in here,
tonight.
Give it to me, go,
go, go, shawty, it's your B-day. You and your girls taking shots like a relay. I know y'all only come around when the bottles out. Shit, I only come around when the models out. So what's your sign, baby? You a Cancer, a Gemini, baby? You a freak? Do you do it for the vibe, baby? I'm just trying to figure out if we can vibe, baby.
I need money. I don't wanna waste no time. I just wanna help you celebrate. Cause I don't mean to make you every day. Blow them candles out and get down to the cake. I don't wanna waste no time. Baby girl, I know. notice what you like. Get it in the air, we can take flight. It's a special day, it's only right, girl. Since you walked through the door, it's been like, let me show you what it's for, cause I'll give you all I got and won't look back. What I do today, you gon' remember that.
Cause it's your birthday,
birthday.
I do all the things you wanna do, huh? We should let you loose, huh? Strip you down to your birthday suit, huh?
Ooh, oh.
Since you walked through the door, it's been like,
ooh, oh.
Let me show you what it's for, cause I'll
give you all I got and won't look back.
I want it back.
What I do today, you don't remember.
Hey, yeah.
I feel like your man knowing your future. He know if he leave you alone, I'ma seduce you. Walk around talking about karma is a bitch. But if I ever say karma, I'ma end it with the suture. Happy birthday, yeah, we gon' get along. Here's a bag of nothing, gon' put it on. What about your ex? You ain't finna check your phone. She respond like, who? I'm like, shit, Mike Jones. All the models out, spend a check and bring the bottles out. Pass them out, what shot you on? Count it out, wildin' out like Nick Cannon and NY. And we gon' get it right, cause
it's your birthday,
birthday.
So it is your birthday. I need to see out there. You can be lying and shit. Like, popping bottles and buying all this shit. Ain't really your, I'm not talking about it's your birthday month. I'm talking about it's your birthday in here tonight. You bullshit. Turn up. That I'll be money.
Turn up. Your birthday.
Right, right. Big shout out to all the Pisces and Aries here coming up. You know, it's about to be Aries season. And you know how that is.
Aries Nation. Aries Nation. We about to
right,
take over.
Right.
Take over.
The eye, mama. What else we got for the people tonight? What else we got to get out here tonight? Do we have more entertainment news?
No, that's all I got. That's all I got. That's it. Mm-hmm. Unless, you know, okay. You want to talk about, well, we can talk about March Madness coming up soon. But they got some teams I ain't never heard of, so I got to vent about that. So I'll take that to take over Tuesday tomorrow. Yeah.
Okay. I do want to say for the March Madness series coming up this coming Sunday, we do have at Bullwinkle's, as you guys know, we're always there every Sunday night. So if you're outside of the Twin Cities and you're trying to come into town and you're trying to kick it and you're trying to go a spot that's safe, got some good music, some great entertainment, and you can see how the Minnesota independent scene really, really is, make sure your ass comes to Bullwinkle's. I think when you look it up on Facebook, it's like Bullwinkle's Fun Bar or something like that. So it's on, I believe, what is that? Is that Washington? Yeah, it's on Washington Avenue.
Yeah.
So if you got to look it up, I'll get the information for you guys. But we got a March Madness coming up this Sunday where it's artist versus artist. I don't know if they got teams they're going to go off or whatever. So make sure you guys come out this Sunday night. You come out, take pictures with me and the Monstars. As a matter of fact, you can win shirts by taking pictures with us. The person with the hottest shirt, with the biggest response on social media, you can win a shirt from Monsters Radio. And we might even let you pick it. You know, that's the difference. We might let you pick it. We might. We might pick one for you, but we might let you pick it. So, all right, stay close for all that type of stuff. but yeah, that's going to be Bullwinkle's. That's going to be artist versus artist, March Madness, so on. But tomorrow we're going to talk about the game. But tonight, yeah, that's what we're going to drop it with. We're going to talk about the artist versus artist. That's going to be hot. That's going to be hot. Like I said, yeah. Unbelievable. I don't know how they're going to do it, but, hey, we going to get it in.
Absolutely. And I'm just going to say I'm going to win. So y'all come take a picture out with me. You know, it's unbelievable. I'll even sign y'all shirt for you. I'm just saying. Yeah.
No, y'all can't hang out with E-Monster. That's who's going to win. The E-Monster people, that's who's going to win. Make sure y'all come out.
Unbelievable. Go ahead.
But bring your ass out anyway.
You know what I'm saying? I go the extra mile for you. You see how much I love you?
So, all right, what else? We're getting close to the end of the show. So, all right, so like I said, like Ms. Umblu said, we're going to talk about things all throughout the week. So, all right, if you want to get involved in the show, or you got some music you want to hear, that's how the artists get their music played around here. It goes by request. It's a sweat equity type situation, or you can sponsor them, and we'll push them like motherfuckers. But, yeah, you have to call in and request their music. So if you know a hot artist, call and request the music. If we don't have it yet, we will go get it. Get it? So make sure you call and let us know who's the hottest artist in your city. Hit us up either online right here, calling in 424-243-9649. You got to press 1. Or you can hit us up at monsterusradio@gmail.com and send a request. I'd like to hear such and such music on this night, tonight, or a wet, wet Wednesday, or a comic cafe, or whatever it is. Get it? So that's how they get spins around here. So make sure you get your artist known right here on Monsters Radio. So, all right, anything else you want to point out before we get up out of here?
Yeah, I want to piggyback that. And artists, if you don't know how to, like, sell your music, this is a great place to start because we can help you sell it. We can show you how you need to market, how it can get out there. Managers, you need to call in if you have more than one artist. This is a great way to get your artists out there. We're nationwide, it's online, it's everywhere, it's overseas, we're international. So seriously, like, this is a place where you start and then you just broadcast yourself. You know, you just branch out. But start with us because we'll rock with you, we'll spin it, we'll talk about you, we'll interview you, we'll do what we need to do to make you a star because we are some of the stars. I'm just saying.
Right. This is what we do.
What we do.
So
and we do it well.
Okay. So let's see, what else you got for us? Shout out.
Okay. I got, and remember I told you guys at the beginning of the show, for those who are really like about relationships, this is really a big thing. So I really wanna, you know, talk about it. So we're gonna hit it up at some Karma Cafe about companionship versus marriage. It's real serious. A lot of people are choosing companionship over marriage, and I really want to know what you guys think. So I'm going to be putting a lot of things on the Monstar page to hear your comments. And so let's talk about it. Let me know what you think. Let's talk about it.
Right. Get involved. Get involved. Monstrously. So let's see, what else did I have? Let's see. Well, I know Wet Wednesday, that's Wednesday night, y'all. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. I started watching the second part of 50 Shades of Grey. Yeah, so we're going to talk about that. I'm pretty sure the other modern stars are going to call in with some sexy conversation. Matter of fact, we're talking about some stuff that's unbelievable. She said something, we talking about perverts, making people feel like perverts. She said she's a provert. So we're going to find out what a provert is on Wet, Wet Wednesday. We're going to talk about it. It's going to go down, no pun intended, but you get what I'm saying. So, all right, I do have, let's see, do I have enough time for a track to get up on it? No, we got like 30 seconds. Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I'm still going to play another track anyway. So if you're listening now, you're online, or you're listening online, yeah, you'll have to, let's see, you've got a couple seconds of calling if you want to hear the song. If not, this right here will be a bonus track inside of the archives. You can listen to 24/7, 365. Always listen to our link, comment, and share. Please share. We need our numbers up right now. Get in. I'm counting on y'all to help make it happen. Because we keep bringing out all this hot entertainment and hot music for free. You dig? And you can catch it here before you catch it on FM radio and a lot of other networks. We get a lot of exclusive music released here first. You dig? So, all right, let's see. let's see, did I just dominate the shout out? Did you have more? It's unbelievable.
I did not. You got it. You can dominate tonight. You can dominate just tonight. Just tonight. Because I got
right,
a 24/7.
Right.
365 days. Yeah, dominate that. Understand. But good
right.
Wow. Miss Unbelievable loves you.
There we go. So, all right, y'all, check it out. This is Duckworth featuring Chanel Trent. This is called Throw Your Ass Out. Monsters Music, hot new music. This is where the underground artists are above ground, and they make some quakes. Y'all have a good night.
It's been a long time.
Deuces.
Yeah. And I got a lot of things in my mind. Been a whole damn week. The time is money. I ain't gonna spend my time being cheap. See, I done gone broke, spending time with the wrong one. Tryna get a lick, although she sweet like Willy Wonka. I was like a beast, always driven by my hunger. Especially when she dropped her love, went pick it up like Tonka. The ass too fat, Lord. Extend your hands over these two eyes. Either the booty is talking to me or I'm too high. I got too many things to do, I think I'm running out of time. Come on, come on, don't throw your back out, baby. Come on, come on, and throw your ass out. Come on, come on, don't throw your back out, baby. Come on, come on, and throw your ass out. Come on, come on, don't throw your back out, baby. Come on, come on, and throw your ass out. Come on, come on, don't throw your back out. I'm running out of time. 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 Once upon a time, I was talking with Tammy. She said, nothing sweeter than a blossom family. I said, you're damn right, that's an awesome family. Now let your flower bloom on the afternoon. 5 hours later, I was walking with Tammy. Down Rodeo Drive, she was looking so fancy. She said, if you love me, you will buy me this loop. Week by turn, I said, boo, I will see you soon. I'm gone, just sure it's scapping the song. Trying to penetrate my wallet while you tagging along. I only known you for a week, I met you on the tweet. 140 characters, I think your talk is cheap. You said in my DMs and said you wanted my physique. I said, nah, girl, that's cool, I was just looking for a freak. Either the booty is talking to me or I'm too high. I got too many things to do, I think I'm running out of time. Come on, come on, don't throw your back out, baby. Come on, come on, don't throw your ass out. Come on, come on, don't throw your back out, baby. Come on, come on, don't throw your ass out. Come on, come on, don't throw your back out, baby. Come on, come on, don't throw your ass out. Come on, come on, don't throw your back out. I'm running out of time. 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 As time goes ticking by, I wish we
spend a little time, spend a little time.
Just as sure as the wind blows by, I know I could.
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
But there's something not right about the way you move.
No, no, no.
So I hopped on the right train. I thought I'll see you soon. Come on, come on, and throw your ass out. Come on, come on, and throw your back out, baby. Come on, come on, and throw your ass out. Come on, come on, and throw your back
out. You want to hear more? Go to monsterusradio.com.